Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. Lounging on the couch with a coffee, Edith grins while tapping her feet along with the TV.
Edith.
Archie arrives.
Edith! Coast clear. Nobody in the kitchen there?
No, did you get it?
I got it.
He steps onto the porch and wheels a baby carriage into the house.
Oh, they're going to be so surprised. Did you push this all away from the steward?
No, I jumped in and drove it home.
They're going to love it. This is the carriage they wanted, only it was too expensive for them.
You're telling me I laid out over $100 on this thing. Oh. That's a hell of a lot of money to spend on a kid you don't even know yet. But it's got all the latest features here. Where'll I show you? Starting here. There's a sun visor, see? For the sun. Okay. Over here. See, this whole thing, it collapses right. Oh, geez.
He lowers the hood onto his fingers.
Get away. Get away from it. Let me show you. Not a hood. It all goes over here when the sun is coming from that direction, see? Okay, down in there, you got a mattress that's waterproof because babies ain't. Over there, you got a pocket for the milk bottle when she's wheeling them through the park.
Oh, Gloria won't need that for a while. She's going to breastfeed.
In the park? With all the creeps staring at her dairies? Hey, look at this. That's a net against bugs.
Oh, yeah, because we want a baby buggy, not a buggy baby. Ma, you there? It's Gloria. We gotta hide the carriage.
Ma, the door's locked.
Yeah, I know. I'll be there.
Where?
Oh, the closet.
No,
the closet.
No, the morts ain't even got room in that closet. Come on. Yeah, with the meat head with her, she sure will. Where? Come on, where?
The cellar.
All right, the cellar. See, the
wait
kid isn't even here yet, and already he's giving me a nervous breakdown. The cellar door. That door.
Be careful here. Coming.
Edith shuts Archie in the basement and scurries to the front door.
Hi.
What took you so long to unlock the door?
I was putting something away. How do you feel?
Like it's a say Goodyear right across here.
Her pregnant belly.
But you look beautiful. How's Mike?
Who wants to talk about him?
Oh, Gloria, come on in the kitchen and have a cup of coffee. Sit right down there and tell me what's wrong.
I'm fat and ugly.
Oh, Gloria, you ain't ugly.
Yeah, but I'm fat. Fat, fat, fat.
Oh, that's just baby fat. Oh.
Ma, Michael was finally going to take me to see Gone with the Wind tonight, but now he's got to stay home and tutor Linda Galloway.
Oh, but she has her lessons on Mondays, and this is Friday.
Well, she suddenly decided that she needs two lessons a week.
Oh, my. Oh, I guess she's only half as smart as she thought she was.
She doesn't have to be smart. She might have a C-minus brain, but she's got an A-plus body.
Oh, Glory, you don't have to worry. You got an A-plus body, too. Remember?
Yeah, it's under here somewhere.
Hey, Gloria, where are you?
I'm in here, honey. Maybe Linda canceled her lesson.
Mike joins them.
Hi, Ma.
Oh, hi.
Mike, you look nice.
Thanks, Rock.
Mm, you smell good, too.
Thanks. Got to run. I'll be home around 10, okay?
Where are you going?
I'm going over to Linda's place.
Why isn't she coming to our place like she always does?
Well, she called me. She says she doesn't like going out on the streets late at night. You understand.
Gloria mopes.
Aw, honey. Hey, tell you what. I'll take you out tomorrow night, okay? I love you. You're so fat.
Jiggling her belly, Mike leaves.
Goodbye, Mike. I'm beginning to wonder if Linda is taking lessons or giving them.
What kind of lessons could she give him?
Gloria raises her eyebrows.
Oh, Gloria. Mike loves you. All he's doing is earning a little extra money. Oh, excuse me. There's someone at the door. Come in.
Get me the hell out of here.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
Edith runs to the cellar door. Archie glowers at her.
You must imagine me with all kinds of help from you.
Well, what was you doing in the cellar?
I was refereeing a cockroach fight. What the heck? Oh, never mind that. I see you here. All right, all right. How you doing, little girl? What's the matter with you now?
Well, Mike had to go over to Linda Galloway's house.
Linda Galloway? Oh, yeah, the little blonde.
Archie cups his hands to his chest.
What do you have to go over there?
To give her a lesson.
Lesson in what, I'd like to know.
Oh. Ho, 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 and whoop-de-doo. I smell something stinko in the city of Denmark.
Edith gestures wildly.
What?
She points at Gloria and frowns.
Listen, Gloria. Hey, cheer up, little girl. Listen, don't worry about nothing like that. I mean, after all, the meathead has his faults. God knows. But one thing he is, he ain't a girl chaser.
There. You see, your father's right. Why don't you get ready for the movie? I'll go with you. I love to see Gone with the Wind again.
Oh, jeez, I hate that picture.
Hurry up. Okay, Ma, I'll be ready in 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, now listen, little girl. Remember what I told you in here? Now, you don't have to worry about your husband, because as far as he's concerned, you're the only girl in the world for him.
Mike.
Yeah, now remember that, huh?
Gloria leaves.
That pre-boy's messing around.
Tutoring Linda.
Yeah, he sure is tooting her.
Oh. Well, you got no proof.
Oh, I know that, but I'm going to get proof tonight when you're away at the movie. I'm going to have him over here, and I'm going to pour wine into that guy, because wine hits him like a ton of bricks, and that will get the truth out of him. In vino veritas, as the ancient Jews was always saying.
Archie, no, I can't believe that Mike would do nothing wrong.
You don't understand nothing. Gloria's in her seventh month. That means for him, the playground is closed. And he's got to look for some other place to swing. Can't you grasp that notion?
Elsewhere, a busty blonde woman lies on a daybed reading a book.
Yeah, coming.
She gets up and opens the door for Mike.
Hi. You don't let me finish.
Linda smiles falsely.
Terrific. Handsome, intelligent, and you've got a rhythm, too.
If you're bucking for an A, that's the way to get it.
Well, come on in.
Yeah.
Now, have a seat and be comfortable.
Thank you. It's a very nice place you got here.
Thank you.
Tonight, we're going to concentrate on interpreting statistics. Oh, I love your artwork. It's a very nice Picasso, and Chagall is beautiful.
Did you see this one? It's my favorite. It's a Lautrec.
Nice.
It just has lovely contour and just beautiful shape.
Bending down to see the framed print, Mike finds his face inches from Linda's breasts.
Yeah, it's not a bad shape there. What do you say we get to work, huh?
They bump into each other.
They were both going in the same direction, and we bumped in.
Would you like to take your jacket? Would you be more comfortable?
Yeah, that would be nice. Here, you can take the jacket. Thank you.
Wearing that sweater I like.
Oh, you like this?
Yeah, don't you remember I told you once after class?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I said that you really look nice.
You said macho.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Well, you do. You look very macho. And very nice.
He stares at her, then smirks.
Let's get down to work, huh? Okay, now tonight, like I said, we're going to be interpreting statistics and...
He sits beside her on the daybed.
Was I sitting over here before?
No, you were sitting over there, but if you want to sit over here, it's fine.
No, I'll sit over here. It's better. It's closer to the book. It's better to be closer to the book. Now, the important thing about statistics is that they are not as difficult as they seem. If you just take it one step at a time, you'll do fine. You smell very nice. Very nice. What kind of perfume are you wearing?
I'm not wearing any perfume.
It smells awfully good. Oh, it's me. It's my cologne. I thought it was you. Hey, but you smell probably good, too. All right, what was I saying?
You were talking about statistics.
Right. What was I saying about statistics?
Are you having trouble concentrating?
Huh?
She touches his hand.
Is there something on your mind?
What do you mean? What's on my mind?
Well, tonight, actually, for the past few weeks, you haven't been able to finish a sentence.
Well, the reason for that, what do you mean?
And you're acting terribly charming and making jokes. And you smell awfully good. And you seem to be coming on to me, like you're trying to turn me on, and if you are, I just want to let you know that it's all right.
A big smile spreads across his face.
You think that I'm trying to turn you on? Linda, is that what you think? That's ridiculous. I mean, why would I want to turn... I mean, I'm a married man. I got a baby on the way. I mean, why would you want to think that I would turn... did I? I wasn't trying to, really. Believe me, Linda. Where are you going? Where are you going?
Linda sits in his lap.
Linda, I have a baby at home and a wife on the way. And...
She kisses him.
You know, the interesting thing about statistics is that very often...
She kisses him again with greater passion.
Statistically, 3 out of every 5 people they worked... Oh, my God.
She keeps kissing him.
Okay. Here I am. I'm opening the door for you now.
I got your note you left on our refrigerator door.
I figured you'd find it there. Come on in.
What do you want?
Well, you know, I thought to myself, well, the girls are out seeing Gone with the Wind, and they're going to be away, you know, for a little while. So I thought maybe you might be lonesome over there for some intelligent conversation.
Mike stares at Archie.
With whom?
Can't you be nice?
Archie, it's a long movie.
Yeah, I know. Well, there's a lot of college in it, and they talk slow.
So much for intelligent conversation.
Wait a minute. I didn't mean nothing by that. Come on. Take it easy, huh? Sit down over here. Take a load off your feet. Listen, you know, you're going to be a father in a couple of months here.
He grabs 2 wine jugs.
It suddenly hit me. I'm going to be a grandfather at the same time.
That's the way it works, Arch.
Yeah, life is funny, huh? Yeah. So I thought, what better time to have a little toast with you and me, right, Michael?
Wait a minute. Michael?
Yeah. That's your name, ain't it? Oh, I know what you think. Listen, the meathead days are over. Eh? Heretofore, I'm going to call you Michael. And you know what you're going to call me?
What?
Daddy. Well, at least Dad, huh? Yeah.
Okay. You want me to call you Dad?
Yeah, well, you call your mother-in-law Ma, huh? That's all right. Yeah, don't worry.
Hey, Arch. Dad, will you take it easy there?
Yeah.
Wine always hits me like a ton of bricks.
I never knew that.
He hands Mike a full glass.
Now, our first toast is going to be to your son and my grandson, and may he only be a boy. Without a hatch.
With a knit brow, Archie watches Mike drink the entire glass of red wine. Later that night.
Oh, that's better.
Archie staggers down the stairs.
You know, I can't believe it, Dad. You know, I don't feel a thing. We drank practically almost two bottles. I don't feel a thing.
Hey, I just made room for some more. Good. Now, come on. We're going to have it so. Get on your feet with this.
What are we toasting?
Get on your feet.
What are we toasting?
I want to make it toast to the greatest country on the face of the earth, Poland.
You really like Poland, huh, Dad?
If it wasn't for Poland, the world wouldn't have one of the things they got.
Which is what?
Polacks.
Say Polish people, Dad.
Polish people, Dad.
Thank you.
All right.
They drink.
Now, hold it. I'm going to now toast the President of the United States and the great man he is, Richard M. Ford.
They drink again.
And his beautiful wife, I don't give a damn what she says, Lady Bird.
No. Hey, wait a minute, Dad. Mrs. Ford isn't a Lady Bird. She's a Thunderbird.
Funny. No, that ain't right,
what?
Though. No, you're up loaded, you know that? Hey, you better sit down. Give me a hand.
Here you go.
Mike helps Archie onto the couch.
Right. Now, I want to make another toast to you, buddy.
To me?
Yes, sirree. To the finest son-in-law that ever married his way to a dinner table. We all love you, and we respect you, and we trust you.
Hey, Dad, can I tell you about something that happened tonight?
What time tonight?
When I was tutoring Linda.
Oh, Linda. Yeah. You really went for that little doll, didn't you?
Yeah, she's nice.
Yeah, I know. And you went over to her apartment tonight. The two of you, Linda and you, yous was intricate together. Come on now, you can tell your old dad.
Well, she was awfully attractive. And she did encourage me.
Archie passes out.
You know, I didn't realize it, but I guess I was asking for it. But when the chips were down, I thought to myself, what am I, crazy? I mean...
Archie remains asleep.
I got a wife that I love and a baby on the way. What am I going to do? Am I going to throw all that away? So before anything happened, I jumped up, and I got the hell out of there.
Archie drops his glass in his sleep.
Dad?
Mike leans in close.
Dad?
Archie remains asleep, so Mike grabs his face.
Look at that. Poor Daddy went sleepy by. Yeah. Well... Good night, Daddy.
Mike hoists Archie's legs onto the couch.
Good night.
He kisses him on the forehead.
Oh, my papa. To me, he was so wonderful. Oh, my papa.
He leaves Archie asleep on the couch.
It's okay, Ma. I'll look for work tomorrow.
The next morning, Edith sloshes a milky white liquid between two glasses.
There you are, Archie.
Get that stuff away from me. It binds me up for days.
Archie, why did you have to drink so much? You know wine does that to you.
Don't yell, please.
And what was you doing sleeping in the whole closet?
Archie winces.
I thought I was an overcoat. Leave me alone, will you? I got a headache on this side. You want to give me another one over here? You should be thinking of how we're going to explain to our little girl that her husband was infidelicate with another woman.
I don't believe it. I think you were so drunk you didn't hear Mike right.
Oh, I told you what I heard. The last thing he said was that she encouraged him on, and he went for her. And then, for some reason, Eddie Fisher was singing Oh My Papa.
Gloria walks in, crying.
And heat making house calls on an empty.
Archie, that ain't true. Don't you believe that, Gloria?
Hey, Gloria, I got a big surprise for you.
Oh, yeah, please.
I don't want a surprise, Michael. I want to talk to you.
Honey, what's the matter?
Michael, you say that you've been tutoring Linda Galloway, and I want to believe you. But you told me that she's paying you for those lessons, and I've never seen any of that money. We haven't made a bank deposit in weeks.
Honey, that's what I've been doing with the money. I'm saving it for the big surprise I'm about to show you. Hold on a second. I got it.
He runs onto the porch.
Here it is. What do you think?
And wheels in another baby carriage.
Isn't that nice?
Edith covers Archie's mouth, and Gloria hugs Mike.
Oh, I love you. Oh, let's take it home and put it up in the baby's room now.
Okay.
Bye, baby.
What happened to you now?
The headache went into my eye.
Why, Arch?
There goes the other eye.
Mike and Gloria leave.
Oh, Jesus, in the collarbone.
Archie, what are we gonna do with the carriage we bought?
I don't know. You better hope they have twins.
Maybe we could take it back to the store and exchange it for a bassinet.
Don't be ridiculous, Edith. The kid can't learn to play one of them things till he's 13.
Edith furrows her brow and continues to rub Archie's shoulders. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Lou Derman and Milt Josephsberg. Story editors Larry Ryan and Milt Josephsberg. Program consultants Mel Tolkien and Ben Starr. Associate producer Bridget Jensen.
All of
in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience. Executive producer, Norman Lear. Produced by Lou Derman and Bill Davenport. Bernadette Peters, Linda Galloway. Those were the days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1975, Tandem Productions Incorporated. CBS, a Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Viacom.